This is Paulette Demchuk-McClory, a.k.a. Pavlina, inviting you to join me for an hour of great Ukrainian music and more, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови, люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Хто мені відкриє очі, твою музу назове, і нехай вона найкраща, я дочекаюсь тебе. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. Немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів. О, люби, 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 я за тобою піду, ти позови. Люби, на це немає ради, люби, скажи мені всю правду, люби, не спалімо між нами давніх мостів.
From Montreal, that was Oksana Senkiu from her first CD, and a song called Lube, which means love. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, broadcasting to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, here on Canada's West Coast for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie, and I'm delighted to have you with me for this next hour. Vitayu, welcome, and I do hope you'll enjoy your time here on Nash Holos. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Judy will tell you all about Mamalega, and she'll give you the recipe. And tonight, I'd like to introduce a couple of new additions to the Nash Holos team. Vasil Pavlovsky of Montreal and Kyiv, also known as William Patrikovich, will debut his cultural capsule, and tonight it'll be all about the man who created Ukraine's national anthem. And my colleague Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa, has kindly agreed to share her Did You Know feature. Tonight she'll be telling us about a local girl, the renowned 91-year-old track and field athlete named Olga Kotelko, and she was one of the torchbearers during the Vancouver 2010 Winter Olympics. We'll also have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. Coming up next is a group from Saskatchewan called Tut I Tam, which means here and there. And here they are now with Cheyish Topolichko, which means the unplowed field. Ukrainian singles online at www.strelka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strelka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strelka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strelka.tv. That's STRILKA.TV.
Do you know someone? Then it's time to speak up. The Paul Yuzik Award for Multiculturalism is now taking nominations. Tell us about someone you know who has made an exceptional contribution to multiculturalism and integrating cultural communities and new Canadians. A $20,000 grant will go to an eligible not-for-profit organization of the winner's choice. Visit the Citizenship and Immigration website at cic.gc.ca/award for full details. I know someone. A message from the Government of Canada.
The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Zarajte mi uši, zarajte. to you. Своим лады часы
And that was the Tonestrick sisters from Winnipeg, Rosemary and Charlene, with a song called Lubey Ridne Krai, My Beloved Motherland. And before them, Pete Oblachkom from Toronto, from their CD by the same name, Pete Oblachkom. And that means Under the Window. And that song was Zarhaite Mihushle, Play For Me Violin. Up next is another group from Winnipeg, a very well-known and a prolific group by the name of Shoom. And this next number is from their first CD. It will be recognizable to anybody who's familiar with rock and roll, North American rock and roll from the 50s and 60s era. This is an instrumental number largely with a little bit of lyrics, which have been translated by one of the group members, Nathan Manzuk, and did a fabulous job of that. And just a hint here, Horilka means whiskey. Here they are now with Horilka. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hinenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Tonight's recipe is a spicy version of a native Bukovinian nachinka, or as we call it in Manitoba, mamalega. This cornmeal spoon bread is similar to the Italian polenta. It is served as an accompaniment to meat, just like a Yorkshire pudding. It was often made in large quantities for weddings and community dinners in Bukovinian settlements in Canada in the early years of Ukrainian immigration to Canada. If you are lucky, you may find it at a Ukrainian community event like Malanka, which is Ukrainian New Year's, of course. It's excellent with any preparation of meat, or it can be a meal in itself for lunch or supper. For a really aromatic dish, increase the pepper slightly in this recipe, which comes from a gorgeous cookbook that Paulina brought back from Ukraine recently. For Bukovinian nachinka, you will need 1 small onion chopped fine, 3 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup cornmeal, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1 quarter teaspoon pepper, 1 quarter teaspoon cinnamon if desired, 3 and 1 half cups scalded milk, 1 half cup light cream, and 2 to 3 eggs well beaten. Cook the onion in the butter until it is tender but not brown. Add the cornmeal along with the salt, sugar, pepper, and cinnamon, and mix them to coat the cereal thoroughly with the butter. Pour in the scalded milk gradually and stir briskly until the mixture is smooth and free of lumps. Cook until it thickens. Remove it from the range and blend in the cream. Beat the eggs well and fold into cereal. Spoon into a 2-quart buttered casserole and bake the nachinka uncovered in a moderate oven, 350 degrees for 1 hour. It should have a crisp golden brown crust all around. Serve 6 to 8, or 1 if you really don't want to share, and you might not. Enjoy! До побачення and smuch noho!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Hinenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada on the PCJ Media Network.
Thank you. машину, до гніздечка кличе. Ох, тьох, тьох, і тьох, 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 соловей щебече. Він свою всю пташину до гніздечка кличе. Ох, тьох, тьох, і тьох, 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 соловей щебече. Він свою всю пташину до гніздечка кличе. Ой, югаю, прийду наю, та музика грає. Пасху без скрипка плаче, гуляє. Ох, тьох, 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 соловей щебече. Він свою всю пташину до гніздечка кличе. Ох, тьох, 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 соловей щебече. Він свою всю пташину до гніздечка кличе.
Sophia Bilozier, another fellow Winnipegger. Well, I'm a former Winnipegger. She's still there and producing great music. This is from her CD, Charivni Melodii, Enchanting Melodies, and a number called Oyuhayu Preudunayu, In the Grove by the Danube.
Я на верхові нуштаях заспіваю, дуже файне мені жити у совєстів краю. Через гори, через ліс летіла дозуля. Піду я на орбітку і проголосую. Ей, забава, роки проборана. Вигуляйте, сили, стоперську зарнечу рить. Добре попрацює, крови не збудує. Нашим рідним серед-серу раз, два, три хуляра. Подорожя, мабуть, не
our blast from the past was Bretehai Dukene, which means Viper Brothers. And this is from a CD recording that I acquired sometime back in the 1990s called Rock and Roll Dorana. And that was Hey Zabavov SSR. And if you understand Ukrainian, of course, you will get every single joke in that and satirical little jab at the old former Soviet Union and their other protocols. And if you're not Ukrainian, that's what it was about, and it's still good music, even if you didn't understand the words, but they're pretty funny. Maybe we'll get a translation up on the blog for you sometime in the coming future if we can get a hold of these guys. And they are, again, Bretehai Dukene, Viper Brothers, from their recording or their album Rock and Roll Dorana, and Hey Zabavov SSR. Up next, something a little more contemporary, as usual. We've got Ludwig from the United Kingdom up with his latest update on his revolutionary Kolomeka and the political situation in Ukraine. So there's a brand new president there, very popular with about half the population, very unpopular with the other half. What else is new? It's politics, and it's in Ukraine. Crazy politics there. So you can't expect too much harmony on the political scene in that country. So here is Ludwig with kind of an overview of the political situation and his revolutionary Kolomeka latest version.
There was once a businessman who fixed his own election. Then they had a revolution, tried to change direction. Whole Ukraine was then united around a simple song. Said corruption was the country's biggest single wrong. Yushchenko became the leader in this situation. Timoshenko's speeches made them heroes of the nation. Yanukovych failed to trick them with his dirty plan. And then he was renamed the nation's biggest bogey man. I deny Irish revolution. I deny, what a great solution. Yushchenko then said that the corruption hasn't gone. Attacked his government and said that this can't carry on. Timoshenko was the highest profile in the sacking. Something that she made her millions with some dodgy backing. With her sacking she'd become a lady and protected. She could be arrested now that she had been rejected. So she turned her charms to Putin, Russia's leading man. Said he's not that bad, it's all a really clever plan. I deny, Orange Revolution. I deny, what a big confusion. Putin said, we'll drop the charges, you are not detested. If you visit Russia now, you will not be arrested. Yushchenko was tactical in choosing his new friend. He took a new prime minister, pro-Russian to the end. Kuchma then gave Yushchenko and Yanukovych blessing. Looks as if those arguments were only window dressing. Nice to see the clans are pals and all are shaking hands. Just a little difficult for us to understand. I deny, Orange Revolution. I deny, what a big confusion. Makes you wonder what's the point of who's behind these plans. Was the revolution just a switch between the clans? There were demonstrations on the street that cold December. Difficult for anyone in office to remember. You've all kept your millions and there's no one there to blame. If the country changes now or if it stays the same. Since that time a lot has happened, some good and some bad. You're the upright minister, the craftiest we've had. I deny, what an institution. I deny, what a convolution. Yushchenko was trying hard to make Ukraine Ukrainian. Yulia was treating him as if he was an alien. Then 2010 arrived and time for an election. Yushchenko knocked out, there wasn't much of a selection. Yanukovych put in stooge, an oligarch transparent. Timoshenko bleating on as if the heir apparent. Both of them are different, but both are quite the same. Neither wanted Yushchenko in charge of our Ukraine. I deny, where's that revolution? Was there ever really one, or was it an illusion?
exactly what they planned for. The question is just how much more would all the people stand for? Some would say it's all made up and some would say insane. One thing seems for sure, it had to happen in Ukraine. He's a liar, he's a crook, but those will claim perfection. They should make them sit and take a test for lie detection. Now it's time to wait and see who wins in this election. Some would say it's just a case of who has least rejection. I deny, here is the conclusion. Looks as if there never was an Orange Revolution. Yanukovych was the man the nation had rejected. Now he is the president the country has selected. Though the world has recognized the crook is now the winner, Yulia is showing up to think she's a beginner. Some will say democracy has won in this election. Others that it's meaningless with such a bad selection. Why die, don't I, just one more conclusion. Looks as if we're still a million miles from a solution.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Hello, I'm William Patrickovich, and this is Cultural Capsule. March for Ukrainians is often associated with the celebration of the birth of Ukraine's bard and poet Taras Shevchenko, born on March 9, 1814. Though I want to touch on a contemporary of Shevchenko's, whose music, not words, touches all Ukrainians. Born on March 4, 1815, he lost his father, a priest, at the age of 10. He was then sent off with his younger brother to Przemyśl to be cared for by a distant relative, Bishop of Przemyśl, Ivan Snihorsky, who was indisputably a very progressive individual. In 1828, Snihorsky founded a choir and music school where the teens studied. The following year, he sang the Holy Mass as a soloist with Ivan Lavorivsky. Their talent impressed Snihorsky, and he invited accomplished conductor and composer Alois Nanke to teach at the school where our hero obtained his music education and learned of Haydn and Mozart. Though the polyphonic choral compositions of compatriot Dmytro Borchyansky particularly influenced him. According to musicologist Ulyana Petrus, he composed 133 works. In addition, he was an accomplished guitarist, and the first primer for guitar written in the Ukrainian language is attributed to him. Though only one of his works permeates Ukrainians wherever they may be, it is the music paired to the words of Pavlo Chubinsky. Chubinsky's writings resulted in his exile for 7 years to Arkhangelsk in October of 1862. The charge? Adverse effect on the minds of the commoners. This was the fate of Ukrainophiles in the Russian Empire. There is still debate as to when Mikhailo Verbitsky composed Shchena Medala Ukraina, Ukraine Has Not Perished, which became the national anthem for the short-lived Ukrainian National Republic in 1917. Throughout Soviet times, the song was forbidden, but as the Soviet Union began to crumble just over 20 years ago, the music was once again heard. Since Ukraine's independence in 1991, the national anthem of Ukraine touches all Ukrainians, regardless of where they may live. During the opening of the Canada Day celebrations at the Canadian Embassy in Kyiv in 2009, both I and a fellow Canadian sang Ukrainian and Canadian national anthems. One of the invited foreign diplomats looked at us in a puzzled manner. During Ambassador Caron's opening statement, commenting on the over 1 million Canadians who can trace their roots back to Ukraine, everything became clear to that guest, and he shook his head in pleasant approval and understanding. I'm William Patrickovich, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Mikhailo Verbitsky, composer of Ukraine's national anthem.
You're listening to Nosh Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
Валет по стріхі, по загаті і по дервах, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Мокнуть мешта, мокнуть сподні, зашмальцьовані шкарпетки, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрічі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрічі. Я би хотів ти подзвонити, як і швар, як прав телефон, а я стою в бальоновім плащі. Я би взяв його за ноги, добре пальнув до дороги, аж би з нього повилазили мозги. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрічі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрічі. Ззаду підвалила і долонніма закрила шліпаки. Я би взяв за ті долоні, притулив бим їх до варків, цілював бим, цілював бим цілу ніч. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрічі. Теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, теплий дощ, валит по стрічі.
Was Vasil Milnikovic, otherwise known as Hutsol Houlihan, who was here in Vancouver recently performing at Ukraine House during the 2010 Winter Olympics. And that number was Teplý Dosht, Warm Rain, which is what we're having right now in Vancouver. And up next is Ihor Bohdan, another performer brought in for Ukraine House. He's from Calgary, formerly from Ukraine. And here he is now with Oy za Lisom za Luhom, Beyond the Forest, Beyond the Meadow.
Thank you.
Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com.
And now, did you know? Чизналиви. Did you know who the oldest long jump competitor in the world is? That's 91-year-old Ukrainian-Canadian Olga Kotelko, who carried the Olympic torch in the relay in Vancouver. Olga Kotelko has been running, jumping, and throwing since the age of 77 and breaking Canadian and world records in the 80, 85, and 90 age categories. She has competed internationally, and in total, Olga Kotelko has 5 bronze, 12 silver, and 600 gold medals in her age categories, scored in hammer throw, shot put, javelin, discus, and weight throw, as well as long jump, high jump, triple jump, and 100-meter, 200-meter, and 400-meter. So Olga Kotelko is included in the Canadian Masters Athletics Hall of Fame.
Летит черный орел, и сунный как краче, седых сестра в хате, за брачиком плачет, седых сестра в хате, за брачиком плачет. Уехал далеко, до чужой земли, упал мин раненый, и чужой упал він ранений і чужої кулі. Ой, дорога сестра, тобі лист я пишу, лежу я у шпиталі, аж лишком колишу, лежу я у шпиталі, аж лишком колишу. Тобі лист я пишу, лиш не кажи мамі, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпитале, 2 роки минуло, як лежу в шпитале. Моя господарка, буде чорна яма, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама, ніхто не погляне, ні тато, ні мама. Летить чорний орел, і сунеться краще, над чужою землі, над його могилою, над чужою землі.
чужою землю над його могилою.
And that was Mickey and Bunny from Winnipeg from their CD 24 Greatest Hits and Chorny Orel. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron at PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is www.nashholos.com, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Ще час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ковал може ножиці нагострити, але не він, лиш кравець, зможе тобі штани вшити. And our proverb of the week translates as, a blacksmith can sharpen scissors, but only a tailor can use them to make a pair of pants. Well, our time is almost up now, so to take us to the end of our program, we have Prairie Crocus of Winnipeg. This next tune typifies a genre of Canadian music that combines elements of various ethnic cultures that settled the prairies, primarily East European, Celtic, Nordic, Germanic, French, and Métis. Now, interestingly, this genre doesn't have a name, yet it has often been labeled, and not at all accurately, as Ukrainian by most prairie folk. But you won't find any argument from me. It's a great sound, and I'm proud to have it wear that label, at least for now. So, Prairie Crocus will wrap things up with the title track of their CD, Back Up and Push. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. До побачення!
Thank you for listening to PCJ Radio. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. To contact us, log on to pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com and click on email, PCJ Radio.